Would you care to tell me what happened tonight? She snapped.
We're in some trouble, I stammered.
I wasn't born yesterday, she muttered, her jaw barely moving, like she was trying not to be overheard. This looks like some chapter from my office files. Only problem is, my son is in it. What is going on?
Mom.
I heard Bo scream out the word liar again as the cops hollered for him to shut up.
Mom, please trust me. You gotta help that kid in there. He's innocent.
Innocent of what?
Her mouth didn't move again, but the tone of her voice was totally pissed.
Mrs. Creed wants the cops to pin Chris on him. He didn't do anything, okay? You have to believe me and help him. He's a boon, so they're being mean to him.
She jumped a little in her chair to let me know I had said enough.
Do you know anything about that kid in there, Tori? She muttered again. I don't care if he's from Guadalajara. They're not picking on him because of where he's from, but because he's got a record as long as your arm. I have personally seen that kid in court 5 or 6 times. Did you know that?
For what? I asked, feeling my stomach sink through the floor.
You name it. Breaking and entering, mostly.
Mom, he's stupid about it. He's not cut out to be a thief. That's why he keeps getting caught.
She jumped around again, then cleared her throat, smiling at Chief Bowen's deputy, who went back to Mrs. Creed's little room, shouting,
Mrs. Creed, Chief Bowen says you have to calm down.
You are being very stupid right now, young man, my mom said. I might be a lawyer. First, I'm your mother. As your mother, I'm telling you, this is not the type of person to whom we expect you to endear yourself, considering we are paying $5,000 a year in property taxes to send you to Steepleton High School.